Well, for now, you know, as a constant saying to my wife, bring it to me, we have the carpools, my wife brings to me. And I will come for me and see it, it's good. Yeah, yeah. Walk, but tonight I had a pigeon of Ben, Rabbi Klein gave me a pigeon of Ben of an ankle. So I stayed in yeshiva, pigeon of Ben, went upstairs to learn, I'm learning. Then 5 to 9, but I don't have a car. Yeah, yeah, so, well, yeah, so 5 to 9, maybe 7 to 9, I don't have a car. And I didn't know my wife, strangely enough, she was there, but I didn't realize she was at the pigeon of Ben.
I would pick you up, so, no problem.
Two blocks away.
I know, I thought of it. I would have known your number, I would have called you yesterday.
That's been a good timing, 10 minutes.
No, you really have to enjoy the
walk. You walk?
No, I didn't walk. Oh, yeah, my wife was at the, I didn't know my wife was at the
pigeon of Ben.
She was at the pigeon of Ben. So I'm like, I never came late to a shiur in my life. I don't know, I can't come late. Like, it's not my style.
Dock your pay. How much time is that? 8 minutes over 60?
Five, six minutes. I gave you a 2-minute lecture on this crazy. If I come late, you know, it's a story. Okay, I'm going to do first. I'm going to do Lo Yevashkeva. I decided to do Lo Yevashkeva. I have in the back. Oh, they have sheets for everybody. I have the sheets.
This is the address, right? This is the one here? This
yeah.
I mean, this is the place in Chatsworth.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. So we'll learn the Simon. With the sugya and with the gra, you know, we'll, let's do it. And I have the shmeitz in the back and the mechaschina from the other.
Said he was really looking forward to this.
Who?
Harry.
Okay.
I kept asking, I saw Harry was looking
forward. No.
How are you?
Maybe he'll show up, you never know. Okay. Let's see the Gemara again. We'll start on the Nechesimid Beis. Just look at the Gemara, the Nechesimid Beis. Amarav, Mekil Adam Kol Gufa Bitar. Rav says a person could cut all the hair of his body, kol gufay bitar. Make el adam kol gufay bitar. Now the Gemara, it doesn't mean here the payas of the Zuckin and the Rosh, obviously. It doesn't mean, right? Meisivei, ma'avi beis ha-shecha beis ha-rev zaloike. What do you mean you can cut all the hair of your body with a tar? It says a ma'avi beis ha-shecha beis ha-rev zaloike. It's lahil bash gerasim lasisha. So my answer is habitar habemisparayim. With the tar, it's usher. With the misparayim, it's mutter. Habitar misparayim. Frank, but Rav said make it kol adam gufo bitar. Rav said bitar. And for the more, ki kama Rav kain tar. Rav nai bitar kama kain tar. That's Rav meant kain tar. Okay, that's it. And that's our girsa. That's our girsa. Quote our girsa. The rest of the body. There's no shaila. Just. To make a chiluk in the base of Shechi base of Erva, with the tar with that came to. Rabbi Chibar Rabbi Yochanan. Now this is interesting. I'd like to learn Rabbi Yochanan again because we'll see the grub brings Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavi base of Shechi base of Erva loika. He says Hamavi base of Shechi base of loika. Now does he mean kein tar or with a tar? So. Taisus seems to learn that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about even Ke'en Tar. You can say that Rabbi Yochanan is with a Tar, right?
Well, not what she tells you different than the Brit. Wrong.
Well, let's see. Hamar B'Sech 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 B'Loike. Meisi Vei. Havar Serin B'Dvei Tal M'Dvei Seifrim. What do you mean, Loike? Tal M'Dvei Tal M'Dvei Seifrim. Everything by Michael Dekarman M'Drabbanon. So you can learn if you want. You can learn it means M'Drabbanon. Now the Gemara says, my Loike not mean M'Drabbanon. So what's our choices? You can learn it means with a razor. You can learn Rabbi Yochanan means with a razor, and he agrees to Rav. You don't see it's machlekes. Taisus says in the bottom that they argue, but we'll see in the. I'm not so sure they argue. Taisus says in the bottom, Hamar beis hashech beis ever is a loika, meis yevay sayin midiratim is sarfim. So the Gemara says v'admotzi l'suim b'braisa d'leil, and it's when they're asking a kasher Rabbi Yochanan from this braisa, they could have supported him from the other braisa, that first braisa. The first price is a mess of Shechwe is a loika, like Rabbi Yochanan. Mm-hmm. As they're asking from this price, they could, the Taisus has a good point, they could have brought a riot to Rabbi Yochanan from the other price. Al Michal and Shnui, my loika, Rabbanan. So they wanted, they could have said, okay, this price is against Rabbi Yochanan, we have a price like Rabbi Yochanan. But they write the answer that all the prices go like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan. The Liflok Brichas Sadadi. That's why the Gemara didn't want to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the other price. He could be retired to even this price. And Rabbi Yochanan says, loika, it means Midrabbanan, Makas Mardis. Then Taisus says, we don't know how he knows this. Rabbi Yochanan af bisparayim oisef, umash medrachem poligad rav. That's a chiddush in Taisus. We'll see in the grav if we'll go this way. Ika da amre. Second lashon Rabbi Yochanan. Chivar abam Yochanan. The Gra says that we paskin like the first lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see. Usually, it's funny because usually the Rambam always paskins like the second lashonis. Ikadamri, the Rambam is almost always he paskins like any ibo same every second lashon. Rambam was the ikur. Yom Tzolaima is always paskins like, and second lashonis he also paskins like. Ikadamri, I'm with Chibar Rambam Yochanan. Hamav beis shechvis ever like mishul nivgash simasisha. So now you can say it's only the Rabbana. Now see, this second lashon holds it's the Raisa. Here we hold it's the Raisa. You can't say it's only the Rabbana. It's vice versa. Like a mishum lo yilbash kevesim lasisha the Raisa. So there we have to say it's a machlokes. Hudamiki haitana. He holds like this Tana de Tanya. Then we have the different sheetahs in the Braisa. So Rabbi Yochanan is going like this Tana that the Lokam Idaraisa. Now the Gemara asks the Tana Kama, meaning the Tana of the first Braisa. When we said Tana Kama, it means the first Tana. The Braisa of the previous Braisa, it says only the Rabbanon. Hai lo yilbash gever my darish bay. What does he do with lo yilbash gever? Because he holds midaraisa, you're not over anything midaraisa if you cut the hair of the base of shechu base of erva. So Gemara says, "Boilach l'tanya." We need it for this braisa. Lo yekli gever al isha. It says, "Lo yekli gever al isha." My tamud lom. Im shlo yilbash ish simas isha. Ish simas ish. Harikvar nemer toeva. You ain't got toeva. It's not a toeva if a man puts on a woman's garment or a woman puts on a man's garment. El shlo yilbash ish simas ish v'yesh ben hanoshim. A man should put on a woman's garment and sit amongst women to
masquerade
as a woman to sit amongst women. Chas v'shalom. I saw in the Paiskim, they bring if a woman's afraid to walk out in the street at night because she's vulnerable, a woman, so she's allowed to put on men's clothing to save herself from being molested.
Because clearly, it's the rishis only do it in the context of doing it in a...
But we'll see about that. That's not so simple. We'll see in Yeridaya. It's not so much. But we're going to talk about that. Other tshuvas about this inyan.
Why is she asking that she's allowed to use a weapon as well?
A weapon? Yeah, but is that kligever? A weapon is kligever, you think?
Yeah, that's a klizayin.
Yes, klizayin. You know, weapon is kligever.
Only,
like,
only when it's like a bad neighborhood and she feels threatened by
the... Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. I mean, Stamos, a woman carrying a gun, Annie Oakley. There's no Annie Oakley. Right. We don't believe in Annie Oakley.
No women in the Israeli army.
The Irish brings a case of Yal, so he seems to say that it shouldn't be allowed to wear and have a weapon.
She used the Yosei. As opposed to a sword.
I asked her, but how's that a rai? Where's the rai from? That was a maisa. She would have brought in a sword. Sister would have
escaped.
Would have gone.
You mean
she had to do it? That's a
marishtak rai.
Yeah.
She benefited. He was
wearing it. Besides, in Israel, wear it, not to just pick it up and shoot.
Yes, use
it.
Right. Had AIDS. Yeah, right. Whatever you have. You know?
Shooting a gun is klegever. It's a little strange, right? So wearing the garment. Okay. So to the Tanakama holds, the Isav Lo Yilbash Gever is only when a woman is masquerading like a man and vice versa to mingle with the other sex. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Oh, Minayish Lutzi Isha B'Kli Zayin L'Melchama. Here's your weapon. How do you know a woman can't go out? Kli Zayin L'Melchama. Tam Lo Yimei Kli Gever Alisha. L'Ish Gever Simas Isha. Shal Yisakin Ish B'Tikune Isha. But shaving the Beishech
Nisar. That was makeup, cosmetics? What do we say to the Isha? I'm sorry.
Yes. It's Shalo Yitakin Ish B'tikune Isha. So what does B'tikune Isha mean?
It's a cosmetics, yeah.
I mean, the Shulchan Aruch brings, we pass like Abzim Yagdim, right? Shulchan Aruch brings, it means jewelry, clothing. It means that the jewelry according to the Shulchan Aruch are clothing. So we pass like Abzim Yagdim. A man can't wear jewelry or clothing, even not to look like a woman. And as if a woman, man will wear just a blouse, a woman's blouse, or tichel, you know, it would be over this issa.
Yeah, so we're talking about women's jewelry and women's
Right, blouse. Right. So, but not beis hashechi, beis erva. So we'll see in beis yosef, in the paiskim. So why is it different shaving beis hashechi, beis erva? So why isn't that tikkunei nashim? See, the important question is, the Gemara is saying...
It's not visible.
Oh, right. So that's the answer the Beis Yosef gives.
That was my question.
Why is it considered simvasisha if it's not visible?
Well, it's not true. It's not visible. You don't see it when you know when a person's dressed.
Is it tayyib or not? We're saying it's a tayyib.
Well, no. The Tanakhama holds. The Tanakhama is proving from the word to'eva that it means to masquerade for reasons of mingling, right. of mingling with the other sex. But this Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold that way. Yeah. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov is saying that Rebbe Elazar secondly, even one thing, a woman can't have a gun because walk around with a weapon because it's simlas isha.
So he ignored the word to'eva.
Right. So he doesn't answer. It says to'eva in the Torah. The Torah says it's a to'eva. Right. Whatever even it's a to'eva. Even though so. Is it exerts a custom?
Your weapon is the word division, not applicable.
Like Yilbash. Like Yilbash
gave us. It sounds like clothing to me.
Right. Well, at least that's
Yilbash. On the other hand, just to carry a weapon, hard to believe.
Right.
So the Rush says that this is modern Beis HaShechet.
Uh-huh.
The Rush defines this, that includes Beis HaShechet.
So which, one second. So when we said, look, the Tanakam. Tanakama, look, Pshat Negemar, yes. What does Tanakama mean? We're saying Tanakama means the Braisa says, Eino Medivrei Torah. So it doesn't mean Beis HaShechet, Beis HaHeir. So you mean the Braisa before...
No.
So what does the Braisa mean? Tanakama, Hailuchka, Maidar Shpei. He means like the Tanakama, doesn't mean Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. So in the Braisa says, the first Tana that says, Havar Seir, Eino Midivri, tell me the very Seifrin. Havar Seir is Eino, that's the first Braisa, that's what we're calling the Tanakhama. The Braisa on bottom of the base. Havar Seir, Eino Midivri, tell me the very Seifrin. So how does he learn Lo Yilgal Ashgever? What are you doing? It says in the Torah, Lo Yilgal Ashgever. So Gemara answers, Mi Boile Lichtetanya. So what does he mean? Yes, he means only the Tanakhama. He means not like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. See, we're trying to explain, we're trying to do away with the pasuk of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. And we're saying, no, you're not over Midaraisa Lo Yilbash Simlas Isha if you cut the Beis HaShechet Beis HaHeir. So what do you do with it? So if you want, you mean you want to learn Yassi, the Gemara just means the Tanakhama. And in Achinam, there's Ben Yaakov is arguing, and he holds, that's included in Tikkunei.
Yeah, according to the Rush
sends that. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like the Beis Yosef, I hear. So the Rush says, Pirush lo yichov lo yifrachais, v'lo yavar beis hashechi beis ha'erv. So I guess the Rush is learning, l'mwesis b'chalich tanya, he means the Tanakhama. When the Braisa says, well, the one who says you're not over, he's saying, well, you're only over if you masquerade. Only the man masquerades like the woman. And then Achanam, Yekot Rebbe Zeben Yaakov, will be in a Siddaraisa. See, the Beis Yosef is not that way. The Beis Yosef is saying we pask like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, but still Beis HaShechet, Beis HaHeir is not Daraisa, as we'll see. Okay. Let's see the Bahag and we'll get right to the Shulchan Aruch, because this is the key tonight, is the Bahag sheet, with how we pask it. According to our Gemara, there's only an Issa, Avaris Beis HaShechet, Beis HaHeir with a razor. According to Rav, it's mutter with a scissor, and maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's mutter with a scissor. We have a little Taisus who learned that Rabbi Yochanan asked it with a scissor, but we had no raya from the Gemara. I think we're going to learn the Paiskim not this way. So let's see what the other gears said. That is a new gears. Let's learn the Gemara with the new gears and get the Shulchan. How gavur deschayv negi the kami the Rav Ami. The guy was mechayv malchus in front of Rav Ami. Deschayv malchus. I'll read the Gemara in the Taisus. You know this Taisus, the last one of the skinny lines in the test. How gav the schayv negid the kam derbami? The schayv malchus igloy beis hashechet. They saw his armpit. The chazi de lo megaleich. Hazat tzaddik. He wasn't shaving his beis hashechet. Am alone rabami shavkei. Leave him alone. Damon chavrai. He's a chaver. Mashma nami hacha. The rabbanan nami aser af mimisraim beis hashechet beis ha'erva. It's mashma here also that midrabbanan. It's aser af mimisparayim beis hashechet beis ha'erva. Why? Because if you let it do it Misparayim, maybe you only did it by Misparayim Kaintar. Even the Chor, you can tell the difference. No, maybe you can't tell the difference. Hachanami, Rabbanami Asaf by Misparayim. Shechavesa Ervar. So what does he mean? He means not like Rav, he means like his Pshat and Taisus. Right? Like Taisus Pshat. Because Rav holds it's Mutta by Misparayim. Rav holds clearly, right? Kan Bittar, Kan by Misparayim. And now we're saying, You know, you see midrabbanan also aspe misparayim. Aval shayvam lo metzino iser. Do a girsa. But the rest of the body, according to this girsa, there's no iser. Now we get to the bahag. Valochas gedolus behalchas nazir amarav. Make a kodem kuv betar meisive. The Gemara starts off the same. Rav says it's mutter, and we ask, it says areza loika. Hamar v'is shek v'is areza loika. And for the Gemara, ki kamarav b'shar evarim. Rav is talking about the other parts of the body. B'shar evarim. Ki kamarav b'shar evarim. Freit mar mishari. Mi other evarim mutter. V'tanya avar seyar. Einim b'divrei Torah. Ela midivrei seifrim. So what do you mean it's mutter b'shar evarim? Havar seyar einim b'divrei Torah. Now what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe that means the base of Shechet, base Erev. See, on the Bahag's Girsa, we have to assume that he means not only the base of Shechet, base Erev, because the answer was that Rav is talking about other parts of the body. And we bring a Rav from that second Bryce in the bottom of Mudbeis, that even the rest of the body is Aser. Vom I read, the Parach Mishim, the Bryce, because I stam havar seyar. That second brayso of the Meisive, three lines at the bottom of Amud Beis, it doesn't say anything about the base of Shechem, base of Hever. It says, Avor HaSeir, Meisive was the whole body. The Mash B'chomo, Kamei B'Shaiva, and Bein B'Beis HaShechem, base of Hever. Amma Shaiva, Nami Aser. So that's according to this Bahag's Girsa. The Gemara is asking, what do you mean? It's Mutim B'Sharei Varim. You see, it's us even Sharei Varim. At least, B'Dib Rabbanan. U'Mishani Ela. Here we have that big Ela. Forget the first teres. Kika marav b'misparayim. Ela, kika marav b'misparayim. Sorry, Bob. Kama Ela. So forget about the first teres. There's no difference between the base of Shech, base Erev, Shavar. According to the Girsa of Ela, Rabbi Sai, there's no difference between the base of Shech, base Erev, and the rest of the body. It's all usa with a razor, mutta with a shave or a scissor. El mash v'dachviru shalol mayraf b'shar base of Shech, base Erev. Uvatar. And what Rav says, Uvatar. And the Kama Rav, and what Rav says, Hanim B'Sparayim Kaintar.
Uvatar the Kama Rav.
Yeah, right, I'm sorry. Basically, you read it well, thank you. Uvatar the Kama Rav, Hanim B'Sparayim Kaintar. So according to the Girs of Ela, Rabbi Sai, so Einachinam, he'd like the Bahag, it's also with a razor the whole body, and it's mutter with a scissor all over the body. There's no chiluk according to this Girs of Ela, because the first teretz we mechalik between Beis HaShech and Beis Erev and the rest of the body. And now we're saying Ela, we're giving another teretz, the chiluk is the scissor or the razor. So according to this second teretz, this Ela, if you go as Ela means to drop the first teretz. The first teretz make a chiluk between the Beis HaShech and Beis Erev and the rest of the body. Now we're saying, no, that's not the teretz. The teretz is, it's a chilk of a razor and a scissor, but the whole body is the same. There's no difference the underarms, the shechi, or the rest of the body. Now we're going to bring the girsa, how we paskin without the ela, the Rambam's girsa. Amchei Rabbi Yochanan. Hamar v'es shech v'es erva, harei ze loike. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamar v'es shech v'es erva, harei ze loike. Meisi vei, havo seir, v'divel nivrei seifim. Now, how do you know maybe it means only the rest of the body? What's the kasher of Yochanan? Maybe it means the rest of the body. Maybe Beis HaShech and Beis Erev is loike, and the rest of the body is only the Rabbanan. So again, we have to say, see, according to this Bahag, you always have to worry, what are we talking about? Beis HaShech and Beis Erev, according to this, what's the kasher of Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said, loike midaraisa, so they ask, it's only midrabbanan, maybe that means the rest of the body. Mashman d'ray apisar Beis HaShech and Beis Erev. So now, we make the other way, the mashmas and Rabbi Yochanan. When we ask Rabbi Yochanan, we assume it's even going on the base of Shechet Beis Erev. But the Kama Stam, or Mishani Melok, the Meir, with the Rabbana. In Lok, the Brice, and the Rabbana. Of the Girs, Salok, the Gedal, the Smasha. That feels Shari, Varim, Asa, Lahavir, Seir, with a Tar. Asa, Lahavir, Seir. Of Alok, Psuk, the Rabbi Yehuda, Bechas Nidim, Mechsav, Rabbi Yosef, Tel Em, Yesh, Kamo, Halok, Shalono. Ach, the Goris, Bimaskonam, Ki, Kama, Rab, the Misparayim, Ella. Take out the Ella. Just one little word different. Don't be Goris Ella. See, the first teretz was Kambi, basically, the rest of the goof. The second teretz is Kambi Misparayim, Kambi Tar, but we're not chucking that first teretz. Velo Garcinon Ella. Umashma, this is how we pass it, as we'll see in a Shachnach in a moment. Doch Berusha. Rav am a makel adam kol gufa betar. Rav said, makel adam kol gufa betar. Hainu de sh'arevar. Rav is talking about Shari Varim. We stick to that teretz. And when is it Asa Midrabanam? When is it Mutar? I'm sorry. B'Shari Varim. It's with a scissor. Kedukim Lula Uvitar Dukama Kaintar. If you shave the rest of the body with a razor, a man is over with the self and no yubash gever. Kami vraisa. So that's according to the Shita, there is a difference lamaskana between the base of Shech Meserva and between the rest of the body. That Rav is only being matter with a scissor, the rest of the body. And base of Shech Meserva is us even with a scissor. So now Taisus says some quick ha'aras. He'll finish the Taisus. V'hoi d'boi Rav Merchia ma'alu galeach. Rav yis Rav Chia ma'alu galeach. And he said it's bothering him. It's very important for your day. Remember he said it's mitzarli. So he told him, don't worry about it. It's not going to grow so long. V'hoi Rav Merchia ma'alu galeach. B'misparayim kumi boile. He was asking, can he shave with a scissor? Can he cut with a scissor his armpit? V'yishiv lo, no, daf misparayim asa. According to this girsu without the Ella. So it's even us in Beis Hashem, Beis Hashem, even with a scissor. B'dekarmelei, and he says, it's a raiv, ha-kagadol, call me mitzarai. It's be mitzarai, v'shar b'misparayim, yad lenu b'misparayim. So what does it mean, him? I mean, Michael was medayik in the shir. So if you have long hair, you can't even cut off a little bit? Can you take a trim? Does that mean, see, I understand misparayim ke'entar, if you're going to cut it like a shaver, misparayim ke'entar. But does it mean you can't even trim it? If it's kagadol mitzarai, so trim it. If it's us a bit misparayim, Michael from Taisvis, you can't even trim it. I think I noticed, I looked up the Tzemach Tzedek. I looked up that mysterious Tzemach Tzedek, and I'll give you a little pilpul on it, because somebody asked, this, he said, talks about it. I looked up the tshuva, I mentioned this year, this famous Tzemach Tzedek, who says that a man, excuse me, is not allowed to shave, because Kli Gever. Tzemach Tzedek paskins that a man can't shave, because he looks like a woman. So, Tzemach Tzedek says, women don't cut their hair. As one Chacham says, yeah. So he says that to Tzemach Tzedek. So he brings a rai against that beautiful rai. So Tzemach Tzedek, I'll argue that women don't cut their beards. It's not Bechal Tikkun Hayashim. So obviously, we're saying it's Bechal Tikkun Hayashim means you're looking like a woman. That's why it bothers me. So, according to Tzemach Tzedek, can you trim your beard? The Lubavitchers trim their beard, I don't think.
No,
they don't trim their beard.
No.
They don't touch it.
Ever.
Ever. They don't even trim their beards. They
roll it up.
Yeah, roll it up. They should all have beards to their pubics, but they... Yeah. Or if you don't trim it, right. They don't trim their beards. The Tzemach Tzedek is mashma. It's cutting with a scissor. I know, I was medayik in the Tzemach Tzedek. It's mashma that cutting with a scissor, even not keintar, just trimming, which is trimming, is usur. It's like dressing up like a woman. Which is strange, because a woman doesn't have a trim beard.
It's dressing like a woman. It's a procedure that women are involved with.
Right. Parents. That's it. Well,
you mean, being involved with your parents, cutting hair to make your to be. To
yeah, but then that's
your haircut,
right?
Yeah, that's why the word to make themselves look pretty. See, if a haircut is annoying, you say cutting the haircut it just doesn't come on here. They're cutting on the face.
Just to make them. Maybe that's what Tzemach Tzedek calls. I didn't. Maybe that's the pshat. But he brings a raya. It's not like this good svar you gave to me in Shir. Tzemach Tzedek says, the Gemara Maka says, if you pull a white hair from a black hair, famous Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, if you pull a white hair from a black hair, you like it, it's machlaik, it's the rice of the Rabbanon, also you'll bash gever, if you pull out a white hair from a black hair.
Well,
so if you beard, if you, a white hair from a black hair.
Oh, that's
Levonis
mitach
shchayrus.
That's because women dye their hair, but that's
so if you're going to pull out from your beard, Zach the Tzemach Tzedek, if you're going to pull out your beard from a white hair from a black hair, women don't do that. That's the Tzemach Tzedek's riot.
They pull from their hair.
But they don't pull it from their beard.
But this is a different, this has to do with dyeing. This has to do with dyeing.
Not to look old. Not to look old.
That's the same thing. The riot is faket, exactly if I care. If pulling a hair out is like cutting a hair, right? It's the same as cutting hair. Should be also whether
it's tikkun nashim.
Black
and
white. Should make no difference.
Tikkun nashim,
you
probably point out black.
Should make no difference because you're not allowed to cut your hair according to the
Torah. You know, I saw a tshuva in the Marsham
today.
I saw a tshuva in the Marsham.
You
hear a tshuva? Somebody sent
in
Marsham that he has half his face is white and half his black. You see people like that. He's walking around. He's embarrassed. Right. He got white on one side. He's black on the other side. So he wanted to know, can he dye his hair black? Because, so he asked it. So I was reading the tshuva. I said, simple eitzah. Now I say white. So that's what he paskins. He says, do the whole thing white. Look like a zake. He says, don't do the white part black. Make the black part white. But it's a little not like you, Michael. See, the Marsham's tshuva. See, I thought it was pashut. But the way Michael is saying, that's also tikkunei nashim. Making yourself look...
What, to turn it white?
Yeah.
You look the Gemara Bava Kama states that Libun is not, what's name, a Shinui. According to the Yishita and the Gemara over there, that Libun is not a Shinui.
Ben, this is not the Choshe Mishpat Shir. I hear Libun is not a Shinui in Hilchas Geneva, but that doesn't mean it's not Tikkunei Noshim, Ben. You're comparing like apples and oranges. You know,
old ladies with the blue hair.
You got this. The Thursday night she was Choshe Mishpat. We need that din.
Response to your point.
The Shvideh says tshuva. I'm dying here. So the Shvideh says if you do it for beauty.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it. Yeah.
If you do it in order to get a job, to look
good. Yeah, I know he's not. I know. Masham asks. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss it when you see Shulchan Aruch.
So you can't pluck out your white hairs from your eyebrows or something like that.
No, that's in Shulchan Aruch. That's tikkunei nash. It's Gemara Makas. The Rambam, some hold Yechayev, it's Asa B'daraisa, they ask on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says it's Asa, they ask it's Daraisa. What do you mean Asa? It's a big shayla if we pass it's Daraisa, the Rabbana. But you're not allowed to do it. Some say it's Daraisa.
You're allowed to watch your weight. That's an Indian
Abbasha. Watch your weight.
That's what the Indian Abbasha
is. Watch your weight.
You gotta breathe.
Ridiculous.
That was meant to be a joke.
Okay,
I understand.
You answered the question about the gray hair black. As a woman's
But the way to make one look pretty would be make it all black. The fact that it's all white is not really...
Looking old, not to look weird. Men also don't want to look weird.
That's not the Derek Nashin. Nashin
want
to make it look...
You want to say pretty, not weird. To look young, that's a vibe. At least till America, women wanted to look young.
Especially when you had a choice between weird and...
Proud to look, proud of their old age. Zuck the Taisvis. Rav Nami Deshari Lay and Rav Nami Deshari. The Shari, Kol Gufa B'Mispayim Kaintar, Hanu B'Shari Varim. As we see in a moment, we pass in this way, Aves HaShech V'Yisheva, Us B'Misparayim. Okay. Then Taisa says the theory, the gross is that even though it doesn't say Ella, maybe it like it said Ella. Sometimes the Gemara doesn't say Ella, but it means Ella. Let's get to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the Gra. State in Shulchan Aruch, first page.
Are you allowed to pull out your hairs from your nostrils?
This is the Bahag's Girsa, clearly. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not like the first Girsa, that it's us or Beis HaShech V'Yisrael, even B'Misparayim Keintar. Now notice, but what about trimming them B'Misparayim? Should be mutter, but misprayim keintar. It's a imakna semakna smardus. But if it's lachar misprayim keintar means when you cut it from the bottom. It might be trimming. It's mashman the Shulchan Aruch. You really could trim it lachar. If you cut the misprayim keintar,
it's close to the skin.
If it comes from losilva shkevis and losisha,
right.
The women don't lean any hair.
Right. So l'chayr trimming it should be okay. L'chayr. But even though in Tzemach Tzedek you see the Tzemach, the Babiches don't even trim their beards. That's the Tzemach Tzedek.
Very extreme position.
It was mashma to me in the Tzemach Tzedek that way, though. It was mashma to me in the Tzemach Tzedek. It's like, look, it's a long tshuva in the Tzemach Tzedek. I didn't have that much time to research it. But it was mashma, it's asvi misparayim, even shalo keinta, which means trimming l'chayr. Right, it's
any grooming seems to be
right. Kitzoni a little. Are you makos or makif mardus? Now rabbis, look at this. Bamedvar mamurim. Rabbis say, look carefully. Bamedvar mamurim. B'malkim shemayvi mosel anashim. If only women do it. Kadesh lo yitakin atzpudi kunei nashim. The issue is lo yilbash. Avamalkim shemayvi so gamo anashim. In places where men do it, imhever a makinoso. It's a diuk in Rambam that it's osamid Rabbanan. It's a diuk in Rambam that it's osamid Rabbanan. You notice he says, Avamokash Ravim so gama no hanoshim im every in makinov so, but it's osir. Zot Ramon, the name of the Ran. Vafil chatchila shari. It's mutter even lechatchila. You notice? So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, like the Lashna Rambam, that you don't get malchus. If you do it, if men also do it, but it's usher. Now you say, why is it usher? Why is it usher, according to the Rambam, if men also do it? So why is it still usher? So I would suggest to you, let's look in the Prisha, look in Rabbi Kiveya.
If the original men did it wrong, exactly.
So look in the Prisha. So let's get to the Prisha. What does it mean men do it? Does it mean Goyim or Yidden? I mentioned this in the Da'at. Yeah. So the Prisha, if you look in Rabbi Kiveya, the Prisha Kosev, the Nira Dechol Anoshim Goyim. It means Goyim. The cave in the Nog, Noag, Ulamehenu Minog Haudav V'Kacharim. As long as Goyim visit, this, you know, Rabbis, I cleared this for tens of years. I never found this Rabbi Kiveya, this Prisha. Finally, I always cleared, it's enough if Goyim do it. This is the old Shaila. Here it is. I can't believe it's so open and shut.
So we care what the Goyim do.
First pshat in the Prisha. Stay tuned to Rabbi Kiveya. First pshat in the Prisha. It's machlokes. It's tutei ritzim in the Prisha. According to the first pshat, Goyim count. If Goyim start doing it, today in Goyim, they do everything men, you know, everything becomes whatever the women
what
do.
What we call the popular culture.
Metrosexual is called.
Gam Yeshloma.
They shave their heads, balls.
Gam Yeshloma. By the way, I noticed in the Marsham, he asks, women aren't allowed to cut their hair like men. How do they shave their heads? They're looking like men. The Marsham is the stark kasha on the women cutting the shaving. Somebody asked
them. They cover it.
Found the kasha in the Marsham.
Even though they cover it?
Gam Yeshloma. Well, they shech and they serve is also covered. And we also ask them. Gam Yeshloma. Yav Yisrael come. See, the preacher is Masufik. This suffix that I had my whole life is a suffix in the Prisha. First pshat was Goyim. Now how are we going to pask it? I don't know. Maybe we can be makel on this. It's a suffix. The Gam Yeshloma da Yisrael kama. Goyim don't count. It means Yin. The Hecha din Hige Kulam ain't Moichin Bohem.
Even though it started out originally.
Right. It started out as a women's act. And men are starting to do it.
Yeah. So it's not our history because we're talking about the women.
Now the Ramah says Vachila Chatchila Shari. Now the Ramah says Vachila Chatchila Shari. Now, if you go by Goyim, then it certainly makes sense. Now, even if you go by Yidden, Einachinami may be the first group that did it were over Nisa, but once it became stylistic by men, there's no Ma'isa, it's Mutal Chatchila for me. And as men start doing it, the ones who started may have been over Nisa, but now it's already Meganoshim. Vachila Chatchila Shari. So look at this great Gra. So the Gra says, okay, look at the nice Gimel in the Gra. We'll go backwards, because I want to learn the nice Gra first. And he says,
sounds like I'm so plucking white hairs out or something that Goyim do too.
Men Goyim.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a chinami. If you're going to go by Goyim,
do they really?
Then,
yeah.
Sure.
Men Goyim. They die. They concentrate. Pluck their hair?
Sure.
Well, what do I know? I think they dye their hair. I know they sell.
Well,
they
dying
do that
same
I know they dye.
They do that too, but they pluck it out.
I don't pluck
any. But some are makeup. That's why some are makeup.
They trim their eyebrows.
Can't spare any.
You
I don't spare anything. Bedroom tree, don't get started. That's how I got started.
So he says, nice gimel the grown. Mashkosef hahu. The Maisa. He's a chaver. Leave him alone, he's a chaver. It means he's from, he's a chaver. I mentioned this in the daf. They told him, Vaschos is a chaver. They didn't want it. They were supposed to get Malkus, something. They said, oh, he's a chaver, leave him alone.
You get special dispensation.
Yeah, what about that?
I would tell to a Gemara in Baba Kama. In Baba Kama, there was a guy who was behaving very frum. He was behaving as a big chumr, so they give him Malkus for being pretentious. And they saw that he's a Talmud Chacham, so they said, leave him alone, because he's not a Balgaivi, he's a Talmud Chacham. So you can learn that story in Nazir that way. They were to give him Malkus, because he was being machmi, chveis, he was wearing a kapata, the Gemara Baba Kama was wearing black, something black. So who do you think you are to wear black? He says, oh, can learn and leave him alone. So I would, Derech Drusha almost, I would say maybe that's Gemara means here. They were going to hit him, because he's a balgaivi, he's making himself like a big chosid. See, I can learn and leave him alone. So in the daf, I didn't answer this. This is for, you know, Shir.
Why can't you say that he didn't have facial hair and that they were giving him Malkus?
They're all learning the armpits here, right. Because nobody is mata facial. What, you mean Rav, according to our Girsa.
That they were thinking that he was trying to make himself like a woman because of lack of facial hair. But then when they saw that he had the hair.
Beis HaShechi.
No, it says Beis HaShechi in the Gemara. This Gemara, this piece, it says...
What's he saying?
No, I'm talking about the fellow that was brought to be given Malkus.
This is, it says Beis HaShechi. It says Beis HaShechi there. It says open Beis Hashem.
That what?
The Iglai Beis Hashem.
Right, that he had. That's oh, what, that, and that's what that, they that's realized the that...
His beard, you're learning a whole, you see, you're learning like that. He didn't have a beard.
A beard. Right. And see, they thought that he had done that, that he had done
shaved
that.
It when shaved he saw... It.
To look like a woman.
Say so, Iglai Beis Hashem. So then he realized he just doesn't have a beard.
Why is it clever though? Why is it proving he's not clever?
No, I mean, you're, I don't know if what you're learning the word like with a little twist. I don't know if exactly what you're accomplishing. I hear
you. Good point. Yes, a good point.
Yeah, what?
Was that to be being a chaver? It's just a biological fact. It could be stomach eating.
See, right. No, the raya that he's a chaver is that he didn't, if he wasn't a chaver, he would have cut his...
No, but from his point, you don't need to be a chaver. It just shows that he really does have bodily hair, and obviously he wasn't taking it from off his face. It was just can be stomach eating.
Yeah, but Vaislech Nishchaverim was shaving their armpits. Vais the chais in the Gemara, nisht chaveim, so that's the gross sense. Mimash kosev ahu, shavku, mashma, vais the chais, only chaveim were leaving the armpits. The sharu you know you met her. So that's what he says, the Ramah. That if men do it, yeah, pshat in Gemara chayim. If men do it, then the pshat, it's really, it's mutter. But chaveim don't do it, say it's a raise chaver. That was the case. The case in the Gemara was when men started doing it. It became a minhag of men. So only chaverim then don't do it. Now why don't chaverim do it, Rabbi? See, we started discussing this. I showed you the Rebbe Kivega. It could be, like Eilim said, because it started out tikkuni nashim. It started out as a women's ach. Now men, all men are imitating women. So al pidin it's mutter, but chaverim don't want to do things that men are imitating women, even if all men do it. But, like discussing in our Medina. And I'm doing a lot of things, the men are imitating the women are imitating men. It doesn't mean I want to follow that custom. So even though all, so the chaverim don't do it. Lamashal, I mean, some, you know, the pants shayla. And the chuvis, I didn't have a chance to look that up, but I know the chuvis, they all ask, women wearing pants is kli gever. Rabbi Chacham Avadya is a chuva on it. If women are allowed to wear pants. The Tzitzelias has a chuva on it, and they were missing that volume in yeshiva. It happens to me so many times, it's like uncanny. Just there's like 12 volumes, and that volume was missing. I wanted to look up that shuva, but he speaks about it. You know, if women can wear pants, so no chacham is matir. They all say it's shachas. Tznius, yeah, okay, tznius. But what about kli gever? So all the pesukim say, well, the women's pants and men's pants don't look the same. Except you could argue, but wearing pants is a men thing. So what? See, that's the shayla. You know, women's pants are a different style than men's pants. But it still could be wearing pants is a man thing.
Women's jacket.
Wearing skirts, right? So in Scotland, it's a minigman.
Even if they wear the same kind of pants, once it becomes so omnipresent in society that such a high percentage of women are wearing pants, even if it's the same type of clothing.
Yeah, so you can argue, because now women are doing it. But when the women started doing it, were they not imitating men? And as a chaver would still not do this?
Initially
they were imitating men. Yeah, imitating men. Then it became okay. She prides herself on me with a pencil.
Smoking. The women started smoking. It was frowned upon.
It's a man's act.
So what are you trying to give a head to it for it?
Chas v'shalom. I'm trying to say it could be in that overlay. You guys gave us some last issue.
What are you?
But in the Gemara, it doesn't say
even
why
special for women those pants.
The Gemara doesn't say why he was getting that. The Gemara doesn't say why he was this guy was getting Malkus. He was getting Malkus for some other reason.
Yeah, but once he's a chaver, so I gave a little pimple from a Gemara Baba Kama to explain. You let a guy go because he's a chaver. What kind of business? He's chayv Malkus. He's chayv Malkus.
He's chayv Malkus, not real Malkus. Malkus and Rabboni was a chayv.
Okay, but since when a chaver? Since when chaver?
Negida. Negida is not regular Malkus. Negida.
Are you sure?
No, like Max Mardis, no.
I don't know. I'm not sure of that.
What was the whip and what was done with a rod?
I'm not sure. It's a big machloikus, Malkus. There are many sheetahs nachroinim with Malkus Mardis. It's the same. There's no chiluk in how you do it. Some say it's a different number. Some say it's the same. It's just midrabbanan.
One says it's with a stick versus a whip.
Maybe there's a Rashi someplace like that. Maybe there's a Rashi someplace. It could be someone says that.
There's no limit to
Mardis. Mardis never explains the difference between Malkus Mardis and regular Malkus. Mardis never explains. Some say it's you give less, or give more. Yeah, some say less, some say more. I didn't see, maybe, I don't remember seeing.
It's a surprising point that the 3rd and 4th century, men were concerned about their appearance so much that they were shaving their armpits. I mean, it's a modern enough. I mean, back then they were so concerned about, it's like the least area of concern, even
Even today,
no,
I mean,
we were talking about the why they were shaving.
Yeah, but what do you mean in those days, regular
people? No,
they were shaving.
Lice.
Well, oh, 1 second. Look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. A couple of more Shulchan Aruch, then we get to the grass. Quickly, Rabbi Sack. Let's move on. Mishim Lelech Kol Sar Shebam Rosh Vad Raglo. Mishmael Kol Sar Shebam Rosh Vad Raglo. Shteit and Paskim and Shach. It doesn't mean the Pes HaRosh, the Pes HaZakon. Doesn't mean he's chas v'shel. Nobody's matter. We paskin, first of all.
They were about to kill them anyway.
We paskin, hakov skorosh ma'akov. Nobody's matter this on the beard or the peis. Mishael so shebo mirosh v'ad raglov, except the beard and the peis. Yeshom mishem mutal logachem shal beis ha-shech v'serva. Zot the shach v'avos. He's doing it l'rfua. Nobody does this for beauty. Zot the shach, teile g'shach and I say, v'vad l'rfua k'mechavim. Dili yipoi. Sedoshte, if you're doing it for a fua, so in that shuva that I told you about the guy with half a white hair and half a black, black hair, so Barsham says, this is not refua. He refuses to make a klal. He says, yeah, this is only refua, but this is only because you're embarrassed, so he says, do it the other way. You know, he doesn't want to.
Mental refua.
Now, the Ramah says in Hilchos Purim, Rabbi, the Ramah takes this very fine Hilchos Purim in the Achronim Shmaya in the Ramah. Ramos is on Purim that men dress up like women, and women dress up like men. So the Ramos says that it's mutter because they're only doing it for simcha. If you're not doing it to dress up, you're only doing it to play around, to make simcha. Well, we don't paskin like that, man. The matoeva. It means you're not doing it to dress.
To mix it.
No.
If you were also on guard, women are on guard.
You're not doing it. See, I don't want to say you're upshot, Michael, because we don't paskin that way. We paskin a man can't even a woman's hat, and a woman's can't hear, women can't wear men's hats. So we paskin even one mouth, which we paskin with Elizabeth Yankiv, as we'll see if you want to see in the next Sifhei. So he says, Yeshom Shemut Al-Galech Kamsha Beis HaShech Beis HaErva. Because you're doing it for a fua, and refua is mutter. I just quoted to the Ramon Hilchos Purim, it's mashma, if it's just for simcha, it's mutter. According to that Ram, but the Achronim Shrei on that Ramon. I had a Talmud this year who dressed up, you know, he dressed up like girls, exactly like a girl or woman. I said, take something off. I refused to let him walk around, even though the Ramon is moderate. But all the Achronim Shrei on the Ramon, but I'm saying, in the Shachi, we say, for a fool, it's mutter. The Ramah says in the Chaspurim, for simcha, is mutter.
I saw Reb Tovia allowed one of the boys to dress up just like a woman.
Like the Ramah.
Yeah.
Mamish.
He could bask in like the Ramah.
But he had a beard.
Completely.
Gimel, Usher. You know, they used to be having some in plays. They always be in plays. You'd be put on plays in camp. Are you allowed to dress up like women for a play? Same Shaila L'chaira. Usher,
or
anytime in the summer, they put on a play. So, man, so we always mock, but we don't put on women's clothing. They look like a woman, they make them like a woman, but they don't put on women's clothing. We don't let them, for a play in the summer, I'm not Purim. If she came in Nakel's, I don't put it to Ramah. If Tuvia went like the Ramah, it's not such a radical thing. It's an open Ramah, it's Mutter and Purim. I'm a little confused, because it says you can't rub with your... This we had in the Gemara. It says you can't rub with your hand to take off pubic hairs. Kedei lashira. It's even mutter biyadayim to rub to take off the hairs. But with a beged, it's mutter. Now, I looked and searched, and we had this pshat problem in the Gemara. Why is the chilek, what do you do with the end? Is the pshat doesn't do it as well with the beged? Maybe with the beged, it doesn't take it all off. It says, I couldn't find it. I looked in all the paiskim. The chilek, why does a chilek, which we had in the Gemara, this thing?
I mean, it seems to be something that's doing an action that women do, and another thing is a result that women have. So you seem to lose something of the action by doing it through the clothing.
But the result, the fact that the result is the same.
It's a shino, you know.
Maybe that's the pshat with the beggar. It's a shino, kenzai, whatever you want to learn. It's an open gemara, but I couldn't find a lumdus in paiskin. Mishishto chatatim bebeis ha-shech v'yisarva. Ah, chatatim, lice. Here it is. Mishishto chatatim bebeis ha-shech v'yisarva. O mitztar mitzad ha-seir mutal avira. V'chatatim it's mutar. Now, remember Abchia said it's being mitzar me? Yeah. They tell him you can't cut your armpits. He said, but I'm having tsar. So what they tell him? They tell him, don't worry, you won't have tsar because it doesn't grow. But if you have tsar, I says, you can cut it off. So it's a deal from that story the grub brings. Because Abchia said, I'm having tsar. Say, too bad. They didn't say too bad. They said, don't worry, you won't have tzar. It stops growing. Take it easy. But if he would have tzar, he'd be able to cut it. So it says, if you have tzar. Now, what about the student Masham? That's tzar l'chayr. Why isn't that a heter of tzar? But the teretz is...
It's just a half and half.
Yeah.
It's a mental.
That's mental anguish, is not enough? And now we paskin like Olizam and Yaakov, Sad Ish Adeha Ish, Veloi, Kigon Shetasim Brosha, Mitznefes Okova Tuba Shari Klotzibo. A woman can't put on any kind of man, kind of garment, or takshit. Kigon Shetasim Brosha, Mitznefes, to put on her head a Mitznefes, like a, men wear Mitznefes, what is that, a turban, I guess? It's like a turban, like a kangaroo. Yeah, like a turban. Woman wears a turban. It's a man's hat. I saw him paisk him. You know, today in America, women wear men's hats. Okay, they're a little different. They, you know, women, they have a style.
Well, this was in Harikoft, in Spain, or in...
Before Spain, this is in...
Right
in,
now, Rambam. Yeah, the Punjabi Sikhs.
Oh, Kovar, a hat. Oh, to Bashirio. She can't wear a Shirio. Is a
male.
But protective gear, what's that?
Armor.
Okay, I would say, Malbushi Yaish, if you mean a gamakam ahu. Oshtigalech, Reishaki Ish. A woman can't, today women take haircuts like men. In America, everything is sugar. The belt is mashug. Oshtigalech, Ish. A woman is not to take a man's haircut. They think they look pretty. They dress up like men. Veloyade Isha de Isha. A man is not allowed to wear, beautify himself like a woman. Koshibish big day savonim. Like wearing colorful clothing. Okay, today, men.
Uh-oh.
The white shirts.
Was that referring to the time when clothing were, they wore like a baggie, which was like a nondescript baggie, which men wore very similar to gaudy.
It says in Poskim, I saw Juna Hashem, a scarf. I think it meant a scarf. I didn't know the Yiddish word. It's probably a scarf.
Shalak. Yeah. Ascot collar.
It wasn't that word, but I saw in Shuvis, and I think men and women have the same beged. It's mutter. Any beged that's unisex, like a scarf, Lamash, but you say, usually, often sweater can be the same, or a scarf. Scarf is classic. Listen, a woman wears a color, you know, a red one, a man wears a black one. But, so he says, big day savonim. In those days, men wore the whites and blacks. The chalizahav, or golden jewelry. In the place where men don't wear it, in places that only women do it. Now remember, the Rambam holds that things that women do, even though it becomes admitted by men, is also aser. By the way, you know what the Gra says? The Rambam says he's a chaver, Shavku is a chaver. I quote to the Rambam, it's aser anyway. So it says, but since they weren't kaifer, so other people did it. See, if they would be kosher, remember the Rambam Sheet. Rambam Sheet is not like the Rambam, but it's mutter if men also do it. If it's a minig nashim and men do it, it's eino kaifin. It's a, you don't get malchus, but it's still aser. So the Gra learns, that's what he meant, he's a chavra. The others were doing it because the Bezdin wasn't enforcing it.
What about cologne?
Well, again, it depends if men do it. See, it all tell you.
Was it started for men?
Sense, you know.
You know that men wore more clothes than women wore throughout the ages.
They smell more.
They smell.
It was a cover-up.
It was a cover-up for the
French wigs. Was just lice.
They wear wigs also.
The wigs. Can't do the shapels. The old American
people prided themselves on never washing. It's considered healthy not to wash it.
Oh, really?
You could smell London from about 2 miles away. Any aggregation of people in a city, you could smell the city and the people.
What did they take pride in? I mean, what was the...
Are there Ramah Paskins? Clearly, like Elizabeth and Yaakov, Rabbi said, look in the Ramah, Vafilu be'echad min abagad. One garment usher. Afisha nikar b'sha b'gdem shu isha
u isha. The person, you could see the man.
Right, just wearing one garment of an isha. Maybe wearing just a blouse. A man will wear just a blouse. He looks like a man. He's wearing a blouse. It's usher. Midaraisa l'chad. Midaraisa. Now, I want to share with you a Gra, very important Gra. Let's learn that first Gra. Gra's have got now much time. Ein pek ches de nazir, min ches de beis, amar av mekel, kein tach. Well, the girsa zu, that's the first girsa, it's grunts you've got now. Our gerser, rabbis, before we got to Taisvis, our gerser in the Gemara, it's only usher underarm with a razor. That's all. I'll be sparayim afilu ke'entar, with a scissor, even if you do it close up, even ke'entar. It's mutter. Ushara guf, afilu betar mutter. According to our gerser. According to our Gemara, there's no mucker to usher any other place in the body except the beis ha-shechi, beis ha-erva. The Kushis Gemara, I mean, what bothers me on this, if today would be a style that women shave their legs with razors, which it is, so it should be us today, like, I don't know, does it become the rice if today it would be a style of women? See, we're discussing what's Midina Gemara, but today it's obvious that, as far as I know, men are shaving their legs with razors, and women almost all do it, so l'chor today it's zichus lo yilbash gever, you know, sugya him, sugya her. According to the first girsa, it's mutter the rest of the body with a razor. But I mean, a cotton would say, it's lo yilbash gever today, because today, the chert's totally in the times. So maybe in the Gemara it wasn't. In the Gemara, maybe women didn't shave their legs with razors. But now that they're doing it, l'chert zichel lo yilbash gever, I would argue. Even not, the Krishna's Gemara, lo hayseh la mashem mater kulo, af beis ha-shech beis ha-erva. According to that girsa. Why is Rav saying Mekel kol gufo, including the beis ha-shech beis ha-erva, but the rest of the body was no problem. This is our Gersa Sa'arach. Our Gersa is Bahag, who may see vei, Hareza Loika. So we asked on Rav. Rav said, it's Mutter. Ah, it says Hareza Loika. And what's the first Teretz like the Bahag? Look in the Grud first, the widest lines. Ki kam Rav Bishare Varim. It's Mutter Bishare Varim. Then the Gemara asks, no, it isn't. Uvishare Varim Yishai, Vatayya Varas Tarein, and there's seven divas, Mitarim, and there's Saifkim. And it's mashmi even the rest of the body. Ella, ki kamarav v'misparai. Ella. So according to this girsa, we're still going with the rest of the body, but we're dropping the first teretz. So we're saying there's no difference between Rav Shech Bishav and the rest of the body. For Rav Nami Batar Kamar. So the Gemara says keintar. Ofize. According to this girsa, with the ella, that's shari vam shavel esar bishav bishav. Tassum betar v'tom b'sparim keintar. Not like the Shulchan Aruch. Avol ba'aloch spagos l'goras ella. The Shulchan Aruch comes from Tosfos second pshat without the ella. Raki kamar v'lohada be'mishnuye kamaisa. The Beis Shech Beis Erva asurim af b'misparayim keintar. He didn't retract from his first teretz. The Beis Shech Beis Erva asurim af b'misparayim keintar. The first teretz was that Rav is speaking about the rest of the body. And when he said, that's mutter with a scissor. The no ella. So Shabbos. So Rav said, "Other make a kol gufu b'tar." He meant keintar. The rest of the body, and the beis hashech beis was us even with a shaver. Vayim taisham of this gemara rechma. Vav shikatz from the afterlogars. Ella yeshlomer the purish ella. Taisus says, "Well, maybe even though there's no ella, the pshat is ella." Lo sfira lekein. He doesn't hold that way, and he shows from other taisus in. And Tyson Yavamis Chira Rush, even though in Yavamis the Rush says maybe it's like it says Ella. See, this is that big question. Did it say Ella or not? The Nafkimina is. According to Maskana, is it Aser, Kain Tar, and the Beis HaShechi? She should be Yishkabo Ella. We come to Makas because if we have Tyson Yavamis, he does a Rambam, there's no Divrei Shechon Aruch. Now look what it says in Ois Beis. Are you Makin Oysa? Okay. Hamavis HaBeis HaShechi Beis HaRavah, Fimus Ein Kain Tar. Hamakas HaMakas Mardas. Now what about if you do it with a razor? It's also the Rabbanan. Since the Mechab is saying with a razor, it's also the Rabbanan. I feel if you do it with a sparayim, you get makas mardas. If you do it with a tar, is it daraisa? Kilishta kamad Rabbi Yechon. So that's the two lashonis of Rabbi Yechon. The first lashon holds. What was the first lashon of Rabbi Yechon? We have a loike. So we said, my loike, the kamad Rabbanan. It's only midrabbana. Second lashon of Yochanan, he holds it's midaraisa. Now again, are we speaking with a scissor or a razor here? Still, this is like I'm keep on mitchering on. Are we speaking with a scissor or a razor? And the Gemara, the Gros says, see, the Machabes says it's only midrabbana. With a scissor. So the Gros says, Klishtav Kamad Rav Yochanan. that it's only the Rabbanan. The second Lashon of Yaakov holds the Star Aisha. The Rav says we pasuk like the first Lashon. It's only the Rabbanan. But does he mean with a razor? Hilishta Kamad Rav Yaakov. Why are you passing like the first Lashon? Either Rambam always passing like the second Lashon. Mishum de Braisa, Davar Seir, Kavase. Braisa, Davar Seir, Einu Midivrei Torah, Midivrei Sofer. So it's like the first Lashon. Einu Midivrei Torah, Midivrei Sofer. That second, the second Braisa says it's Midaraisa. But the Chara, that's all with a razor now. When we say it's Daraisa, it means with a razor. So that's why I suspect that the Gra is learning Rabbi Yochanan with a razor. Because when the Mechabit says, Rabbi, say, Hamavis Shavei Sev, Afil B'Mesparayim, Makas O'Makas Mardus. But he doesn't mean if you do it with a razor, you get Malkus Midaraisa. He means even if you do it with a scissor, you get Malkus Mardus. But if you do it with a razor, it's also Darabana. Now, this is two Lashonis of Rabbi Yochanan. With a razor is a Daraisa Darabana. That's how I'm learning. So he paskin like the first Lashon. Rambam Tov Shabbos Kavas Smag Paskel Shabbos Rabbi Yochanan. Shtevezuk Kavasi like the rush. The Smag Paskel like the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. Shem Dov Zubin as Yaakov Kavase. Ah, like you said, Yossi. This is like the rush. The Gra says the Smag Paskel is like the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say? Echad mitikune nashim. Zok the rush like cutting base hashechi. It's the Raisa. So you see in the Gra, like the rush also. Because he's saying that the reason why the smag paskins like the second lashon of Yochanan, that it's Tari Raisa, is because that's what Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, and we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Now what do we hold? Why do we hold that tikkun? We hold, even like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Sai Beis HaNashim is only the Rabbanan. Why? We hold that even even though Tikkunei Nashim is Daraisa, right? We paskin Sifhei, right? We paskin in Sifhei. Lo sadish adei ha'ish, kiron shistas b'rash mitznefes, shulech v'ish kish, and if you do it, it's Daraisa, no?
Right.
So why isn't Beis HaShechi Daraisa? So they quote from the Beis Yosef, if I could find it. The Noise Kalim bring from the Beis Yosef. This chiluk that we mentioned is with him or not. Right. That Lo Shivas Gever, it could be just one garment, but it has to be exposed. Right. Yeah, Beis Yosef Oizvav in the Taz. And the Taz and Oizvav, on the second sheet, Pilu Bechad Men Abgadim. Mevuvir is just Vazyesh Malkus. This is Malkus, came in Ninik, I have the Menish Lisha. Mashaykin ba'avos beis tashech they don't need to be for hesia. Can us elamid rabbana? Yeah, but that's wrong because we don't hold like the Tanakamitzvi. Yeah. We hold it's even one garment. If a woman wears a sheer yarn, she doesn't look like she's not looking like a man. Midaraisa, it's
yeah,
if
it's
you ever see Joan of Arc?
Pictures of Joan of Arc. Yes.
I'm sorry, it's late.
Is
it
the last in the New York Times?
It's the coming. I'm sorry, it's late.
It's Saudi Arabia.
I came late.
The boys and girls, they can't talk to each other, you know?
That's a little sugar, right?
So right now they're having the cell phones are the cell phones that get to Max.
Next week.